Hey there, coming at you from my couch, bundled up, a little under the weather, but still nonetheless excited to announce that the doors to Eat with Melons are now open. So if you have been wanting to finally end binge eating in your life so that you can release weight sustainably, now is the time to get in to Eat with Melons. The doors are going to be open for just a few days. So over the next few days, you have a chance to enroll as well as watch the trainings, which will be coming down for the in the next few days, or you can listen to the replays that are up here in the last episode here on the podcast. So all of that will be coming down and the doors will be closing in a few short days. So just go to rashondyates.com/join-eat-with-balance, or you can click on the link in the show notes. See you inside.
Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. I'm Rashondi Yates. I recovered from binge eating, lost 50 pounds, and kept that off for over 2 years. Today, I've lost 60 pounds, and I'm sharing my stories to help you end your binge eating once and for all. So we've been talking about some pretty heavy stuff in the last two episodes, and today we're getting into what happened, what changed, and what led me to recovery. And, you know, as I'm recording this, I realize like how difficult it was to record those last two episodes. I felt such heaviness and resistance around recording those episodes. And today I recorded all of them on one day, but, I'm feeling so much more excited and lighter about this as I'm getting into this. But I do think it was so important to share all of that story for you. So I hope that you've enjoyed all of the series up to this point. So today I'm going to start talking about what stages I went through in my recovery. There were three stages that, three big stages that I want to talk about that really helped me to move through recovery and be free from binge eating. So let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by my three-part series, How to Stop a Binge Before It Starts. It's a three-part training that is delivered to your email inbox in bite-sized chunks that are less than 10 minutes, where I coach you through cravings so that you can get through them without giving into them. So you can grab that at sinfox.com/RashondaYates. So as I mentioned, there were three stages that I went through, and this episode is going to focus on the first stage. So in the first stage was I recognized my patterns. So this stage is awareness. Awareness was the first stage that I went through. So in around 2015, I realized that I had been repeating a pattern that I came to understand as being destructive to me. And it was this: I would start a diet, I would go all in on it, which means basically I would just change everything at once in my life instead of making small changes. And I would start losing weight, I would start having success, only to have massive cravings. And then I would make a quote unquote mistake and give in to one of the cravings, which would trigger a binge. And so I would binge and binge and binge. I would gain all the weight back plus more. And it didn't always go straight in that pattern. Like sometimes I would get to the binge stage and then control myself for a little bit, but then I would have another binge and then another binge. So basically my weight kept creeping up. So when I saw this, when I became aware of it, when I realized, whoa, to continue doing this would be insane because I'm literally having the opposite outcome that I want. So that led to the decision to stop dieting. And the reason that I saw this was, I think, for a couple of different reasons. It was I started to see some articles and books and things from people that showed me that there was another way. So I'm forever thankful to people who come with that message. So that was what happened is I became aware that dieting wasn't working for me. And so I decided to stop. And so when I made this decision, it made me open to strategies to tools, resources, books, and things that from people who talked about how to manage your health and weight without dieting. And around this time, I started reading a website called Summer Tomato, and it's owned by Daria Rose. And I also started reading a book written by her called Foodist. And these resources really opened my eyes to a lot. They were all about like how to lose weight without dieting by focusing on just simply eating real food and how to implement that, how to like build the habits that would support that. And this was a game changer for me. I started learning about how diets tend to set us up for failure and weight gain instead of successful weight loss. It led me to really start diving into how to eat more healthily by focusing on real food, as well as all kinds of other topics like willpower, building habits, the food industry, and how foods are engineered, etc. So this was a time when I learned a lot of information that was really helpful, although it would take a few more years before I could actually fully apply it to the point where I am free from binge eating. One of the biggest things I did was I started taking a cooking course to learn how to cook, which was created by Daria Rose, the same one who did the book Foodist and the website, The Summer Tomato. And so I took this cooking course and I learned how to make real food taste delicious, you know? And in doing so, I was more interested in real food and I started to prefer real food over the things that I had been relying on for so long, all the junk food and things. Even though I never really wanted to eat junk food, which is the funny part about it, like I was raised on my mom's home cooking. And I would just naturally follow the pattern of going shopping at the grocery store and getting healthy foods for the house and everything. But I wouldn't eat those foods. I wouldn't prepare them and I wouldn't eat them. And I always had the excuse of, oh, it's overwhelming to cook, you know, and it's overwhelming to plan and all the stuff. So what was really cool about this course was it was about learning to cook without recipes. So it naturally kind of took all of those excuses out of the equation and gave me a really strong support and foundational habit that I would build on and that I use to this day. So it is just a great skill to have. I really recommend it. And I recommend Daria's course too, by the way. Foodist is what I think it's called, Foodist Kitchen. And it's very affordable and it's, you know, it's just packed with a very clear and simple approach to learning to cook. So I started practicing as well mindful eating. So this was another foundational skill that I still use to this day. What mindful eating did was to further my awareness. So I gained so much awareness about what cravings felt like in my body and what foods I truly enjoyed and which foods I just ate out of habit and so forth. And I delved even further into habits and mindfulness and discovered the work of Dr. Judson Brewer, who has an excellent app called Eat Right Now, and a book that I've mentioned before called The Craving Mind. And all of these tools had an enormous impact on me, making me see that whereas I thought so much before that I was just quote unquote out of control and everything just happened automatically and on autopilot and I was feeling like a zombie and all this stuff, all of these tools around mindfulness and mindful eating helped me to start to see all of these tiny little moments of choice that I was actually making and how to feel the emotions of craving, because that's what craving is really just emotions that are going through your body suddenly. I started to be able to unpack that and it wasn't so mysterious to me anymore. So all of this awareness is foundational. It was all stuff that I would build on and it was all helpful to me at the time. So, and I started to see also that so much of what I beat myself up for was literally just habits. You could probably relate to this feeling of like feeling like a failure and feeling like, man, you know, why can't I just X, Y, or Z? Why can everybody else seem to X, Y, or Z and not me? Thinking, okay, I used to say some terrible things to myself. I used to call myself a loser, hopeless, like you're not good enough. You're disgusting. I really was terrible to myself looking back. But now with this new awareness, I'm realizing that, wow, I was so hard on myself and all it was just a habit. You know, when you can look at it that way, it really starts to help you to have the right mindset to actually make changes. But yeah, it was habits. Also, there was marketing that was influencing me and the manipulation of my brain-based reward system to increase my food cravings and desire to eat hyper-palatable foods. So I started to recognize all of this stuff. And all of this reinforced commitment to become someone who ate healthy. And I gained little wins early on. For example, I started to eat more slowly, which helped me to eat less. I started to eat more, a lot more vegetables and enjoying them thanks to the cooking training. I started to lose weight without actually focusing on weight loss. My binges decreased effortlessly. They didn't stop altogether at that time, but they were drastically decreased. And as a result of all this, I ended up just losing 28 pounds effortlessly from these changes alone and found myself being a guest on Daria Rose's podcast as a success story, talking about what I had learned up to that point. So that was 2017 by the time I was a guest, and I was on an upward spiral at this time that had me feeling more and more hopeful about my weight and eating habits and my health than I'd ever been up to that point. So that pretty much wraps up the first stage, which is awareness. And this was a shorter episode, but in the next episode, I'll talk about the next two stages that I went through and what things are like for me today. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Don't forget to pick up your free series if you haven't already. I coach you through cravings in these very bite-sized videos that are delivered straight to your email inbox. So you can get that at sendfox.com/RashondaYates. I'll catch you next time on the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.